launch here into the second hour of the program. Just dial in toll free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so freetalklive.com, head on over and enjoy. Let's go back to Hannah in New York. Hannah, you had the unfortunate experience of having to talk to, or I guess you didn't have to, but for whatever reason, you were interviewing a politician. What was all that about?
It was by choice, so I don't feel too bad for me, but... So this Democrat, Dan Gorodnick, he's running for city council in New York. Mm-hmm. And he happened to be standing on a street corner nearby where I live, being interviewed by anyone who wished to ask him questions. So I thought it would be a new, and I've never talked to a politician before, so I thought it would be good practice.
Well, I can see what drew you in. Before you go on, Hannah, I've got some questions here. Now, City Council of New York, does that run all five boroughs? I don't know anything about the city of New York, really.
I actually don't know. I think it likely does because it's City Council for New York City,
mm-hmm.
and that includes all the boroughs, but I don't know the answer to that.
Well, okay, I you probably won't know this one then. What about alderman? I know I've heard the term alderman when it comes to big cities like that. Is he an alderman, or is he running for alderman, or is there actually a city council and then aldermen are beneath city councilors?
I have absolutely no idea.
Okay, figured I'd ask.
All I know is it's a lawmaking body.
But the relevancy is this guy is running for office, and you had the chance to ask him some questions.
Right, yeah. So I went out armed with my digital camera. I don't yet have an iPhone. And I think the first mistake I made was asking him if it would be all right if I videotaped our conversation.
Because it gives you the chance to say no.
In retrospect, it probably would have been a better idea maybe to just go out with the video camera already on, and then, you know, if he didn't want to be videotaped, I could have gotten that response from him on camera.
Yes.
But anyway, so I didn't want to press that with him, and he seemed really opposed to being on camera, so...
He's running for office and he was opposed to being on camera?
He's a coward.
Yeah.
He's a politician.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, so I made the point, well, you know, I feel that as my public servant, you should be held accountable for what you say, and I should be able to share your answers with the public. But I didn't, you know, I was by myself and I didn't want to get in trouble. So
is this guy already a city councilor and he's running for re-election, or he's...
Yeah.
He's, okay, gotcha.
Yeah. So... I decided to just kind of ask him some questions and not have any evidence of his responses. But so I just basically asked him, like, what is your political agenda? What are you advocating? And he kind of gave some he used some political lingo and gave some kind of generic responses that I didn't really understand what he was talking about.
That's the point.
So I sort of ignored his response and then I asked him, well.
That's okay. He ignored your question by giving you a nothing answer.
Well, he did answer, but I'm not well versed in political lingo, so.
Sure, you could answer back with a bunch of garbage too, but he couldn't get away with just saying, "I prefer not to answer your question."
Right. I didn't think his answers were really relevant to what I was trying to get out of him. So then I asked him, "Well, let's say I'm morally opposed to a law that you institute. Should I be forced to pay for its funding?" And he kind of paused for too long. but then essentially he said yes. But then he asked me for an example. So I said, well, let's say there are police raids on someone's apartment or someone's house, for someone possessing a taboo plant leaf. Should I be forced to pay for those police raids because I'm morally opposed to them? And he said, yes, through taxation, you should be forced to pay. You don't have the right to opt out of paying.
That's honest.
And I didn't really know what else to ask him because I think that kind of clarified, like, my suspicion of...
Sure, he's a violent, dangerous man.
Yeah.
Standing on the street corner in New York. No, to me, that doesn't sound like something terribly unusual.
Right, right. So, and I mean, there are other people around, and I just kind of wanted to I thought, you know, the unlikely possibility that my questions could plant seeds of liberty.
I think you're right. I mean, there's no chance that any seed was planted with this guy, but that is
right.
The value of these conversations is that other people can see these people for who they really are, and
yeah.
They really are folks that want to control the lives of others, and you made
right.
that pretty clear. So good job.
Yeah.
Yep. And you got the added experience of getting to interview a politician and see how slippery they are. And now you'll know in the future, I've got to be a little more careful in dealing with these snakes.
And you also now know about the camera thing. Instead of asking permission to film, you just do it. Then they'll start trying the stuff that they always try with Sam. And Sam, you're putting together another one of your videos, which will be released soon, I'm sure, at obscuredtruth.net or .com. Excuse me, obscuredtruth.com. And again, you go into a government bureaucrat's office and they try the old, well, I haven't given you permission to film me.
It's okay.
For you.
I don't need it.
Yeah.
Yes, you did. When you cashed your paycheck.
So, yeah, it's something that takes practice interacting with these people.
Yeah. And what I'm learning is in those cases is to turn it back on them and say, oh, you don't want to be filmed. Why is that? Do you have something to hide?
Oh, yeah, that was a great
you
move.
Know, do the same things that they would turn around on you. And when you're doing outreach like this, if you can, try and take it to the simple gun in the room argument. Like with this politician, you could have responded. If next time you get this opportunity, you might be able to say, well, what do you think should happen to people like me if I refuse to pay?
That would have taken it to the next step. I think she did show the gun in the room with her question.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That certainly would have taken it to the next level. Great great story tonight, Hannah. Anything else you want to share?
Well, I just wanted to say, so after his response, I just there were other people around, and so I decided to kind of rephrase. And so I said, so basically what you're saying is that you have a right, more of a right to manage my money than I do. So basically I don't own my money. You own my money. And he kind of, you know, paused for a long time again and said, well, yes, the money that you pay through taxes is owned by the state. and then I said, well, so you don't believe that I have a right to decide which things I spend my money on personally. And he said, well, you know, if everyone could choose where to spend every penny of their money, then how would you have the public buses running on the street?
You
because
wouldn't.
Because nobody wants to get anywhere in New York City.
Right. You'd have private buses that were open to the public instead of government-run buses is what
right.
you'd have.
Right. I didn't really know how to respond to that question, though.
Yeah.
Well, they're always going to come with that.
They're always going to come up with one little example to kind of sidetrack the issue, and the issue is really the gun in the room. What happens if I don't pay?
And they will always use an example of something that the government does that's useful and good. They will never go back to the example you used of the plants or anything like that. They will point out, well, what about the firemen? What about the roads?
Right.
What about, you know, in this case, public transportation? In New York City, public transportation is a necessity.
Critical,
I don't mean in the sense that public is, but mass transportation is a necessity in New York City. So they're pointing out something that they do reasonably well. The buses run on time, and I don't know if they run they certainly don't run as cheaply and efficiently as they would otherwise, but you know, they get it done in New York City because they have to, because they would string them up from the lampposts if they didn't.
If your buses and your public transportation is so great, then why shouldn't people be able to pay for it voluntarily?
Exactly, and I believe the subways were actually built by private companies.
Privately, that's
true. Were.
Yeah.
It is true. In so many cases where privateers did build something and then eventually, for I don't know what the process was in New York, I don't know if the city bought it or just stole it from them.
They were able to expand it through bonds and then I believe eventually took it over from there.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm sure it changes just depending because there are a lot of private roads out there that were also taken over by city governments, and how that process actually went down in every different place, I don't know. I imagine in some places they just stole them outright. In other places, they might have given them some sort of pittance. Thanks for the call tonight.
In other cases, some of their friends may have owned them, and they gave them a whole bunch of money.
Yeah.
Whatever they gave them, it was the wrong amount.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Coming up, we are going to talk about the kooks out there and their distractions from doing something effective. I don't know how best to describe what you've got coming up here, Mark, but we'll get to it. And your calls about anything at 800-259-9231, plus a mass smokeout tomorrow?
As a small business owner, you know that communication between clients and employees is essential to your company's success. Email is part of your company's DNA, but you didn't get into business to manage email. It's time to evolve with DNAmail.com. Get Microsoft Exchange-hosted email services with free activation and setup, 24/7 support, and 99.99% guaranteed uptime, all starting at $8.95 a month. DNA Mail even supports your BlackBerry and iPhone and offers a free Microsoft SharePoint Internet portal to keep everyone connected. Look, you know what it costs to set up an email system. Don't blow your budget on fighting viruses and having an IT specialist on call. Save time and money with DNAmail.com. Every standard or unlimited Exchange mailbox will get a free copy of Microsoft Outlook 2007 or Entourage 2008. Call us at 800-628-3204. That's 800-628-3204. Or visit DNAmail.com and join the evolution.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Are you constantly tired? Have a hard time concentrating? Experience muscle weakness or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of elements may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it is Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Features, by the way, including the Facebook profile. You can go and become a fan at facebook.freetalklive.com.
Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has 5 days of firearms training waiting for you, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. That's frontsight.com. It all comes with your course in firearms handling that's significantly better than what they teach in the law enforcement and the military. Frontsight.com.
Very cool. We continue taking your phone calls about whatever you want, and we go to Dan in Arizona. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Sam and Mark. Hey, Dan.
Hey, I have kind of a touchy question for you, and I have a follow-up depending on what your answer is.
Okay, sure.
You guys file income tax returns?
I do not. Sam?
Not planning on it any longer.
I do.
Okay. Well, see, the reason I ask is because I'm starting this unassuming business down here in Tucson.
Mm-hmm.
And I basically want to drop off the radar. I haven't filed income tax in the last 3 years.
Excellent.
And they haven't come after me, but I don't have a bank account. And
that's
I'm trying
even better.
To figure out ways that I can just, live my life as a free man and basically be able to show people how they could do it also, because I'm one of those who believe that we can't really change things through the system. We have to live our lives like we want our society to be.
I think that the system will change inevitably as people start living their lives as they want things to be. I mentioned earlier that there may be a mass smokeout tomorrow. Apparently there was one today. Apparently there's been one every single day of the week, and I am so out of the loop. I didn't even know about this here in Keene. And so people are just starting to live free, and if more people continue living free, inevitably the system will either just stop enforcing bad laws because it'll be too expensive for them to do so, or they'll decide to do the right thing and leave people alone for the right reasons. Either way, I think that the system will change, and I think that it's more likely to change sooner if more people start living free. So I completely support what you're doing. I wish you were doing it here in New Hampshire, but
that brings something else that I've been really starting to really seriously consider.
Before you get to that, though, want to make a suggestion for people that are thinking about shutting down a bank account, because having a bank account sure is convenient for paying bills and that sort of thing. One of the things you can do is you can get one of those preloaded credit cards. So you can use it just like a credit card, and you can load money onto it. I don't know how you go about loading the money. I guess it depends on where you're. If you can go into a physical location and turn cash into the to credits on the card, then that would be what you'd want to do. I don't know if
I've got one of those.
You've got one, okay?
Yeah, I'm seriously thinking about moving to New Hampshire.
Okay, so what's your objection?
Because I love what you guys are doing over there.
Great. What's your objection? What's holding you back?
My life here, I've never been east of Mesa, Arizona, so it would be a tremendous culture shock for me, for one thing.
Yeah,
can you address that, Mark?
I can, absolutely. I lived my whole life in Florida, and
you were shocked hard when you came up here.
I did, and things are a bit more rural up here. I lived the life of an advertising executive, caffeine fueled, top down in the convertible, sports car, the whole thing. And coming up here, life's a little slower, and it's just a little more laid back. And so it was a big shock for me too. But to some extent, it's about your identity that you've created for yourself. As I heard you say, I've never been east of Mesa, Arizona, which means that you've probably practiced that phrase. You've probably said that to a dozen people in the last year.
Yes, I have.
and that's part of your personality. Hey, look, I don't travel. Whatever's going on east of Mesa, Arizona, I don't go there. I don't do that. I'm not an Easterner. I'm a Westerner.
Yeah.
So you've got this kind of thing wrapped up in there. And, maybe it's something. It's not like you have to cease being a Westerner if you go to New Hampshire. It's just,
I'd like to point something out.
And
I want to get
I think the biggest thing that's holding me up is, my romantic relationship, I guess I should say.
Yep. Ooh, so you have a lady friend?
It's a woman,
Well, so, I'll take your word for it.
So she's not so into the liberty thing, or what?
No, she grew up in New York, and she moved to Arizona about 20 years ago, and she just can't stand the weather over there anymore.
Yeah.
So she's totally against the cold place. I'm not.
Yeah, that is going to be a tough. That is going to be a tough issue. And how does she feel about freedom, though?
I'm bringing her around. I mean, it's been very hard. I mean, she's. She's your typical indoctrinated. She grew up as a Catholic, in the Bronx. And, I mean, 3 years ago, she was all for labor unions and universal health care and all that stuff. I'm bringing her around.
Well, if if she falls in love with freedom,
she's coming around. She is coming around, just so you know.
Right. If she gets it about freedom eventually and really gets excited about it, then hopefully she'll get excited about what's happening here in New Hampshire and get over the cold issue. I mean, I was a little frightened by being cold as a Florida native, also. But it's really, to me, it's not that big of a deal as long as you aren't working one of those jobs like those poor bastards holding the signs out when Circuit City was closing this winter, just standing out in the freezing cold for, you know, however long their shift was before they could go and get some coffee or something like that.
Right.
Man, I wouldn't want to work a job like that. But otherwise, as long as you're going from heated car to heated building, it's not a huge deal.
Have you guys thought about...
Well, thanks for your time, guys.
Well, one question for you. Have you guys thought about coming up for, say, Pork Fest or the Liberty Forum?
Great idea.
Oh, I'd love that. If I get a coin in my pocket. But what I'm afraid of is not being able to get an airline ticket.
Okay.
Oh, because you're outside the system to some extent, you mean?
Yeah, and it's some other issues. But it's
Well, someone else could always buy the ticket for you.
I'd love to be hanging with people that think like me.
Well, and I think if you could put her in that environment, it would sort of take away some of the fears and the unknown that's there. And
absolutely.
You guys would both see the kind of people that are involved in this movement. I think
most
people go away being very, very impressed.
Absolutely. Both events are very positive for people who've never been to New Hampshire to come up and experience what it's like to be around those activists, as you're talking about, to be around hundreds of like-minded people. It's really a lot of fun. And just one more thing I want to add in here, Mark. You were culture shocked, and I loved it when I moved up here. And I think the difference was you kind of drug yourself along, whereas I had made the decision that this was my time to move to New Hampshire, and I'm moving here with my show, and Mark, you're on my show,
mm-hmm.
and you didn't want to leave the show, so you decided, guess I better move too. So I don't know if you were quite to the mental preparations state that I was in when you made the move up here. Maybe that's one of the reasons why it was more difficult for you, because, Sam, you came from more of a metropolitan lifestyle.
Oh, yeah.
How did you feel about the adjustment process here?
For me, I knew that I was giving up a lot of the things that I would be able to go out and do in Dallas. But I got to the point in my life where this is more important. This is where I want to be. I can't imagine living the same life. I don't live the same life, and it's okay with me because I'm doing what I love and you know, making a difference in the world.
Dan, we look forward to seeing you here when you get a chance. Go to the Free State Project's website at freestateproject.org. Look at the Liberty Forum. Check out the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And come up for at least one, if not both of them. More on the way here. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
If you suffer from arthritis, aches, or pains, RxMagnets.com has the answer you've been looking for. RxMagnets.com carries three amazing products that can help relieve the pain that you live with each day. The liquid magnet complex will boost energy and mental clarity, help relieve headaches, psoriasis, itching, inflammation, and even toothaches. The Magnetic Care Cream helps relieve sprains, bruises, acne, insect bites, liver spots, scars, and stretch marks. The RX Magnets help aid in sleep, relieves arthritis pain, and sinus congestion. Whatever your ailment, be sure to visit RxMagnets.com for more information and to see which product will work best for you. With over 30 years of experience, these specially designed patented products are developed with the highest quality materials and are backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxMagnets.com today. That's RxMagnets.com, RxMagnets.com, or call 866-528-1481. That's 866-528-1481 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. It's SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And those features include the bulletin board system with over 490,000 posts. There's an awful lot to talk about there, and it's completely free, so enjoy over at bbs.freetalklive.com, bbs.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has teamed up with M&S Press to offer you the only complete writings. This is the only writings of that are complete of Lysander Spooner. If you're interested in buying this very rare set, then you already know who Lysander Spooner is and how influential he was for the Liberty Movement. Anarchist, philosopher, abolitionist, entrepreneur, and mailman. You can purchase his 2,800-page, 6-volume set, bound in library-quality hardcover, delivered to your door for $335. Just go to spooner.freetalklive.com. That's spooner.freetalklive.com. I know what the webpage says. Trust me.
No freedom. Fan of Spooner should be without this.
Yeah.
This is really unique.
It's a big chunk, but the people that are
if you're a fan of Spooner,
yeah,
you shouldn't be without this.
Yeah, yeah, it's true. It's believe me, it's $335. I know what the website says. It's $335.
Oh, what does the website say? It's more than that or something?
Sure. I mean, okay. You know, it's a Free Talk Live only offer, and of course, you know, if you don't have a whole bunch of web acumen, which the owner of this website hasn't switched all that stuff. So.
Understood. All right, we're going to your phone calls about what you want. Rich is in New Hampshire, and you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rich.
Whoa, Rich? A little bit of noise there.
Oh.
Are you getting me?
We got you fine. What's on your mind tonight?
Okay. Well, I'm, as you said, in Keene, New Hampshire. My name's Rich. And we've been having kind of an informal thing going on every day at 4:20 where we go down to the gazebo in the center of town and we smoke a couple joints or a bowl or what have you and then go about our business.
Awesome.
Today we got 30 people out. More than half of whom were not Free Staters. And we also got a visitor from a reporter from the Keene Sentinel.
How did the reporter catch wind of that?
No, I actually left just before the reporter showed up. But Noah talked to the reporter, and huh. I don't know if he asked.
That's great. And by the way, I just love this, that this is happening, because we've talked on this program a lot about the activism here in New Hampshire, and it's been great. The Free State Project is encouraging thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented people to move here. Rich, you're one of them that has made the move. You moved originally, I think, to the Manchester area, and since you've actually moved out to Keene, which is always great to see happen. People migrating out here to Keene as they've kind of explored the rest of the state. And the activism has been great, but it's been relatively solitary as far as the level of civil disobedience is concerned. It started out with people like Russell Canning or Lauren Canario engaging in acts of civil disobedience on their own, or maybe with one other person. There was an IRS office protest that involved two ladies, Kat Canning from the New Hampshire Free Press and Lauren. And so these pioneers, if you will, in the world of civil disobedience here in New Hampshire have been going it alone. They've had backup in that people have supported them. People have come to the court trials. People have, you know, called the jails when they've been arrested and thrown in jail. But the actual events of civil disobedience have been pretty solitary. There was, I guess we could also talk about how there was some gambling that went on at one of the festivals we did, and that was ignored by the police. So that was kind of a successful example of civil disobedience where they looked the other way, and that's fine. That's a fine outcome for civil disobedience. But there's never really been anything significant of a significant size happening until apparently this week, and I didn't even know about it until today. It was my understanding that there was the occasional time when some activists would decide just on a whim to go out to the central square and get high in the smoke gazebo. Cannabis in the gazebo there. But I never realized that there was any sort of scheduled thing that was going on. And apparently this just sprung up on as of Monday. Is that right?
Yeah, I've been doing this about a week. It started out just me and Noah, and we started telling people about it, and people started saying, well, we'll come with you. And then luckily some of us actually knew some people in the local stoner community who, they found out about it and they started coming out to support us, which is sweet.
Yeah, I think so, too, because usually you just get a lot of talk from people. Usually you just hear, oh, yeah, that's a great idea, and then they'll never show up to do anything. But you're saying that 50% of the participants today, it's my understanding from the Free Keene Forum that on Monday there were maybe 7 people, on Tuesday there were 14 or so people, and today there were something like 27 people out there, and that's when the newspaper reporter showed up. That's tremendous. I mean, that alone right there is an amazing event. And it, of course, was completely unannounced. It hasn't been publicized in any way. There haven't been any blog posts about it until, now. Maybe there will be one at some point here. But I'm so excited for this because you guys are going back tomorrow. The newspaper article is going to come out tomorrow. And that means the police are going to be well aware of it, presuming they aren't listening to this show tonight. I know some of them do listen. But
we're listening to Pork 411. We sent two of us sent Pork 411s tonight.
That's an informational service that allows activists here in New Hampshire to dial a phone number, leave a message, and have it distributed pretty much instantaneously to hundreds of recipients, whoever it is that's signed up to receive those. And that's how I found out about what's going on tomorrow. Sam, I know you're coming out with your cameras.
Yes. I was hoping you would.
I will definitely be there. Yeah, I've been out of the loop on some of this, and I knew you guys were going out as of Sunday. But I thought maybe 4 or 5 of you. I had no idea the numbers had gotten this big. It's going to be spectacular no matter what happens.
I'm absolutely flabbergasted at the numbers and the enthusiasm and the courage.
Yeah, well, Rich, when I was in
from the locals.
When I was in jail, this is the one thing that people would get excited about, and the other inmates or prisoners that were in there, they would say, "Oh, tell me, when are you guys going to do mass smokeouts? I want to come join you." And that was something that they all got excited about and were willing to step up. And it looks like what's going on with you and what you've been able to create here is evidence of that.
Gotta like it. And basically, the strategy that we used was to keep it low key to kind of build momentum so that we didn't get police involvement immediately, and also to be as one issue as possible. I don't want to beat people over the head with a whole anarchy package. I just want to get together with them and groove on the issue where we all agree because we're there.
Beautiful, brother.
And that seems to work out real well because you don't get the tension that you saw at, say, the Tea Parties, where there were groups of different activists, and most of the time we were proselytizing to each other.
So quick question, since I haven't been out, I wasn't there today, for the 27 people coming out and participating in Smoking Up, what is the group like? I guess one of my concerns is that if it's a bunch of, for lack of a better term, dreadlocked hippies hanging out in the central square getting high, there's going to be a certain image that's presented. Obviously, the ideal situation would be to have people of a different look, a different sort of look, mixing in together with one another. I mean, how cool would it be to have a picture on the front page of the paper of somebody, kind of the traditional dreadlocked hippie-looking guy, passing a joint to somebody who's wearing a business suit? Like, that would
be... Actually, I've been considering wearing a business suit tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I think you just kind of solidified that in my mind, hearing that come from... Because I actually have some. I used to... You know, I used to be a computer programmer for Citibank. I still got to.
Oh, great.
Because
I think that's important to show people that this isn't just a bunch of dirty hippies that want to get high, because that's what you'll get slapped with. They'll be labeling you with that. They'll be saying, oh, see, the city council's talking about decriminalization, and now you've got these hippies down on in Central Square. Not that I have anything against hippies. I don't. I'm just talking about kind of the public relations aspect of this, to show people who are in the dark. I mean, there are actually people that are so ignorant on the marijuana issue that they believe that people aren't arrested for it.
Yeah.
So these are the types of people who kind of buy into the stereotypes, and they believe that there's only a certain type of marijuana smoker, and that marijuana rots your brain or kills your brain cells, that sort of thing. Just all these myths that have been out there propagated forever. I think it's important to have different sorts of people engaging in this particular event, because it can help bust down those walls that people have built up, the misinformation. So I'm excited about what you've put together, and Rich, thanks for calling in on it tonight. Appreciate hearing from
you. Thanks for having us.
We'll see you out there tomorrow. 800-259-9231, and hopefully we'll still be here to do the show afterwards. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership, because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, RMApply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit RMApply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors. You may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free, no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have. It's a scary world we live in. Schools closed, businesses shut down, and reports of death, all from the swine flu. We've had more bank failures this year than the previous 10 years combined. And money will soon be more valuable as toilet paper due to the nation's $12 trillion debt, which is why gold is now over $1,000 an ounce. According to the Atlanta Fed chief, unemployment is actually 16%. And the solution for every one of these threats to your family is food security from eFoods Direct. Call 1-800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com. Food security for your family from the new Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Just add water, and in minutes your family will enjoy gourmet restaurant taste, health food quality ingredients, and a guaranteed 10-year shelf life. Food security from eFoods Direct. The most valuable protection your family can have, even more valuable than gold. visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Inviting you to our website, freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. We've got archives, an entire year's worth of the show, front page of the site, free for you at freetalklive.com.
If you want to pick up some low-priced and very good gold and silver pieces, you can go to gold.freetalklive.com. We've got four of them there that I've picked out from Midas Resources, and they're all very good deals, and you can check it out. Also, if you're thinking, if you've been thinking about getting set up to sort of do a every paycheck, you put a little money away to save. Probably a great way to do that is to put it in gold and silver. Midas can set that up for you too. If you call this telephone number and ask for the layaway plan, you probably should get 20-21 coins. It's the best way to, sort of the break point for their shipping. And you can make weekly, biweekly, monthly, whatever payments, whatever your paycheck comes in, you can send payments in, and then you'll get your coins shipped to you when you're done. Just call this telephone number, 877-857-9938. It's 877-857-9938.
Let's continue with your phone calls about what you want. John is in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was actually it's pretty unnerving. We go to Boston a lot, for the basketball game, for Celtics and whatnot. And lately, they, in the subways, usually, they announce the stop and all that. But actually, certainly today, this is pretty direct, and they straight out said, if you don't show your ID, it's going to cause an arrest. So don't say or cause any way to attract attention to the police, and if they ask you for ID, but show them, or you're going to be arrested, straight out like that. And the people on the subway, those who are not listening to the iPods, we just all looking at ourselves like, are you serious? It's pretty intimidating, and it came to the point that we ended up leaving a little early, and it's kind of, even most of my friends, we don't even want to use the sub no more. That's how unnerving it is. And
I bet. What would the charge be? Disorderly conduct? Refusal to obey?
Nothing happened. Nobody smoked in the train. They announced just straight calm. I'm hoping, people from Boston, if they're listening to this, they'll definitely know what I'm talking about. They come out, no smoking on the car. And don't, do anything to attract police attention. And if they ask you for ID, you better show them. It's not going to cause, arrest.
So is this something that was being announced over the loudspeakers?
A loudspeaker. Usually it's supposed to say Boylston, the next stop, exit on the right. And this comes out on the loudspeaker. That's how unnerving it is. And, the vaccine and the bills passed and all that. And we do pay attention, so this kind of got us, really freaked out.
So
and
the cops, So the cops didn't. So you did not actually encounter the police. It's just that there was a certain message that was going out, and
the police are already out there, like in the bottom when you before you enter to the sub, they're already out there, like stationed, just looking around and all that. And the loudspeaker comes in and says,
"But now, yeah, so this is the train driver at the front saying, next stop, so and so street, and by the way,
we go take that train all the time to sell the games. We know that subway very well. So that's what I was saying. The people that are from Boston, if they experience the same way, I was hoping, I'm not the only one that's listening to this. Now, I'm not the only one in the car that heard it. It's not only once either. It's continuous, sure. Like it's casual.
It's probably not live, Sam. It's probably a recorded loop that's going through. So what you're suggesting here is that people pay attention? Or are you hoping for non-cooperation?
The people that are listening to the iPods, usually people talk on the carts. We all look at each other when this is going on. Like, nobody's doing anything. Nothing's going on that we know of. And all
so,
of a sudden,
John, why not make your own announcement?
That again?
Make your own announcement.
We were startled, to be honest with you. I didn't want to be part of it. I don't want to say anything. I don't want to, cause any...
What is that going to do to roll it back or stop it or encourage people to think about exactly what the subway people are telling them now?
To be honest, just like the other guy said, just like civil disobedience, marijuana is decriminalized or something.
It is decriminalized to some extent in Massachusetts, yes.
Exactly. There got to be some kind of public awareness or something that got to be set up, just like you said in Hampshire. Like, we're actually next door to you guys, but it's pretty unnerving, and I'm hoping if people around Boston are listening to it, hopefully, they call and actually confirm the same thing going on. It's been actually going gradually over weeks, and it's actually increasing. Like, really, we notice as we take in the cards, so they're saying a little more aggressive each time, each week. Now, I never heard that before. Like, we go self.
Well, that tends to be what happens. I mean, when government manages to take a step without being opposed, it will take another step toward more control and tyranny, which is why people need to stop obeying. If everybody just goes along to get along, then it will keep getting worse. And before you know it, they're going to be doing what they're doing in New York City, and that is randomly shaking down passengers. And then who knows what the next step is.
Going on.
Well, and also
that's happening in Boston?
Say that again?
Yeah, are you saying, I'm sorry, I missed what you said. You said that is going on in Boston where they're shaking down passengers?
They are saying basically if they come up to you and ask you for ID, if you do not provide an ID, you're going to be arrested. Simple. Not like they're going
to... No, I understand that. But prior to that change, had they been shaking people down? Had they been stopping people and asking them to open up their bags and that sort of thing?
Actually, there's some lady that did ask her. She had a big bag. It's just unusual for her to carry anyway. They're in the bottom of the stairs. When you walk towards the substation, they have like a normal table set up. It's like there was nothing there. There was four of them just hanging around, eyeballing people. And this is almost casual now. They're just sitting there. They're not actually doing anything. They're just standing around, just eyeballing people.
So they're not pulling people aside and harassing them. They're not.
They are. They're eyeballing them too. Whoever, gives them some kind of eye or something. They just kind of like look at them. Like, basically they're not doing anything. Meaning like, they're like, they're just looking at people, just almost to intimidate people, to be honest. And for people that use the subway frequently, like we do, we notice the changes. We go to work and school and all that. So for most of our friends not to even take the cart, even home, we end up walking, like a couple miles to go home. It's it's a nice day anyway. But to have some kind of, to happen to you, like when you were there, like I hear what's going on. But when it happens to you, when your friends actually hear it right in the microphones, it really gives you the chills.
And I bet
I'm just hoping people from Boston, if you guys are, listening to this, hopefully you guys, call in. And, confirm this because...
You guys all heard it. Why do you need more people to confirm? I guess you're not sure if it's a policy at this point?
I'm sure, but, I'm just wondering, why, nobody's really speaking out about it. And to be honest...
People are scared. People are scared of this.
To be honest, maybe I have to, grab,
Maybe that's you, man. Maybe you're the one that has to start speaking out about it. Maybe you're the one that should be calling Boston talk radio stations and be bringing this point up and talk about how crazy this is and how you're tired of going along
with it. One of my friends was suggesting to hang the flyers up and the subway stations, but that's actually going right against them too. So,
well, John, there's no way that you can be in favor of freedom and not go up against the government. If you're going to try to get the word out about liberty, or try to just get the word out about how these subway searches and harassment are very invasive and unwanted, of course they're going to be up against you, and that's going to put you in some level of danger.
I would think a flyer would be pretty safe.
Well, actually, one more thing. One of our friends actually has a camera, and we're, you know, thinking about putting it in our backpacks in the front side of it. So in case, you know, same situation happens next time, we're actually going to tape it up and, like, post it up and start, you know, spreading this around.
Because, great. I think cameras are a good solution.
You know, unnerved. I hate going to work unnerved, especially my transportation. It's really unnerving. And,
absolutely.
You know, something's got to be done.
Definitely arm up with some cameras and start practicing saying no, and then find out if they actually arrest you. It may be a bluff. You know, they may not actually.
It seems like a bluff, but that's why they're, you know, saying it almost repeatedly, aggressively. So I never heard, to be honest, your announcement saying if you don't show a police your ID, you're going to get arrested. And then give us a reason, like something's going on, or are they looking for somebody?
Hey, it doesn't matter what the reason
do
is.
Something. It's pretty unnerving. So,
hey, John, next time you're on...
I'm going to get... That again?
Next time you're on YouTube, take a look. Type in everything is okay. Hit enter. Watch some of those videos. Those guys have a really unique way of sort of pointing out what's going on in a fun way that people can identify with and start to really question it for themselves. Hey, this doesn't make sense. Why is it police can come up and demand to know who I am? And they do it with a megaphone. You may be able to, you may be inspired to come up with another way.
I'm actually thinking of recording the whole speech actually posting YouTube as well. So we're
absolutely
getting started with
yeah.
this, but I'm just calling in to just let you guys know.
Thank you for the heads up on that. I appreciate it, John, and thank you for the call. Good luck out there. Keep us in the loop. Let us know what continues to develop in the subway and mass transit systems there in Boston and anyone else from around the country that's experiencing this stuff. I'd love to hear from you, too, at 800-259-9231. What can be done about it? Well, you can make people aware, like John's doing there. Call some local talk shows, too, so you can really hit the core Boston crowd. We're an international show. Lots of people from everywhere are listening. But make a point of calling the local talk shows, bringing this up. Arm yourself up with a camera. Go and get one of those little pen cans. They're getting very, very small. You can get one that looks like a pen.
Yes.
More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.